So, Tess, 6th volume, page Aleph Taf Shin Mem Tet, 1749. Again, page Aleph Taf Shin Mem Tet, page 1749. Item Kuf Tet Vav.
Okay, please.
Item Kuf Tet Vav, Ari. Regarding the matter of the Mesirat HaDinim, there are two pchinot. The first one is to extend all the dinim that exist in the ketel and to put it into the ketel in her, and the chokhmah that's in him to put into the chokhmah that's in her. And this way, until it completes his ten sfirot and her ten sfirot. And the second p'china is because the p'china of her ten sfirot stand from the chazeh and downwards, and if so, it's necessary that the dinim that are in the lower half of his tif'eret will be given into her ketel, and the dinim that are in the first part of the netzach within him will enter her chokhmah. And by this way, until it completes the nehi.
Let's move on to the beginning of this part. Letter Aleph. Item 1. This is the construction of Nukva of Zeranpi. Nukva is Malchut. Nukva is all of the created beings together. It is all the created being. Whereas before the Nukva, it is the system that connects the upper force with this created being, which is the Olamot, the worlds, the concealments, the different systems. However, they are all only in order to make a connection between the Creator and the created being, between the upper light, Keter, and the lower one, Malchut. And here we are talking about how the Malchut is constructed out of the black point that exists in the upper light, which is the beginning of creation. So please. Part 15, page 1687, the construction of Nukva of Zeranpin. Item 1, the words of the Ari. You should know that during the Ibur of Zon with the upper Ima, Zeranpin was only in the state of Vak, the first six. And the Nukva was a single point comprised of ten, which is the aspect of Malchut in her alone. Then, through Ibur, Yenika, Umochin, Zeranpin grew until it was completed to ten Sfirot, as is known.
Again, and let's continue.
You should know that during the conception, the Ibur of Zon, in the upper Ima, Zeranpin was only in the state of Vak. And Nukva was in a state of one point comprised of ten, which is the state of Malchut in her alone. Then, through Ibur, Yenika, and Mochin, Zeranpin grew until it was completed to 10 Sefirot, as is known.
Item 2. Meaning Zon have to rise to Bina, Zeranpin in Vak, and Nukva in Nekuda. So the Vav and Nekuda of Zon rise to Bina, and this is called Ibur, the beginning of the Gadlut of the Malchut.
Item 2. Indeed, the development of Malchut is only through the middle of Zeranpin himself, because the upper Ima, when it developed it, she put in it an additional force to grow or develop Malchut. Later on, this development of Malchut emerged outside in the middle of Tiferet, and then Malchut also develops until it completes its growth, which is until it is also completed with 10 Sefirot in her.
Meaning Zon rise to Ima, but Ima can't directly give to Malchut. She bestows to Zeranpin. Zeranpin passes this bestowal on to Malchut. Malchut begins to grow from a point to complete 10 Sefirot. That's it. From a dot. Ibur Yenika Muchin. Nekuda, dot, katnut, gadlut. This is how it grows. She grows. Any questions? None. Yes?
In item 1 it says that Nukva is as one point comprised of 10. What does it mean? How can one point include 10?
That she has 10 yud nekudot, 10 nekudot, because she was a nukva for all the 10 sefirot, and this is how she remains, only that she was restricted down to one point, that besides there could be no more in Gdusha, in holiness, than that point, and that's the point of Ketel, suppose, in the light of Nefesh. Nefesh of Nefesh. And of course, she's included of 10 Nekudot. The Reshimo doesn't disappear. The desire doesn't disappear. It's not erased. We're only talking about the measure to which, all in all, the great big desires of the entire universe, how much can they be in Gdusha and holiness? One small point. And all the rest? All the rest of the desires exist in her, only they're not in Gdusha, in holiness. They're under the Tzimtzum, restriction. One point that's included of Yud, of 10. He'll talk about it.
Item 2, inner light. The development of Malchut is only through the middle of Zeranpin itself, because the upper Ima, when she raised him, has placed in him an additional force to develop Malchut. Here we must remember everything that has been explained above in part 9 regarding the development of the Nukva and the first man and the second man and the matter of the older son, the first son that takes twice, because the above part was necessary to repeat it and copy it in each and every line here, if it was possible. And it was explained there, in the words of the Ari, that the beginning of the construction of the Nukva starts after Zeranpin has developed to its full size. As it says there in Inner Light, that at the time that Zeranpin raises its Achap, through its integration in the Zivug of Abba Ve'ima, called the second Ibur, second conception, then the Galgalta Enaim of Nukva that is attached to this Achap of Zeranpin also rises. This is called the Man of the Nukva, and there they undergo Zivug together with the Man of Zeranpin. And in the palace of Abba Ve'ima, two levels of ten sefirot emerge upon them. One is the level of the ten sefirot over the man of Zeranpin, and the second is the level of the ten sefirot over the man of Nukva. Indeed, Nukva is not worthy of receiving her level from there, and it has to receive it from Zeranpin after it is born and comes to its place. Therefore, the man of Nukva are not formed there as Ibur for the sake of the Nukva. and therefore they are called the first man. And it is because that same Zivug was for the sake of Zeranpin alone, as it says there.
Questions? None. It's unclear, or is it somewhat clear?
Tov.
All right.
Yes, lanu marechet.
We have a system, a network. And in this network, we're included, we're integrated in this network. This network includes the system itself and us inside the system. So we that are inside the system are called Malchut. You hear this? And the system, besides us, is called the Tet Rishonot, or the Olamot, doesn't matter how you call it. In short, what are the Tet Rishonot? It is the upper light that works on us in different ways. Here, it explains how we, at a given moment, start growing. The system starts moving. This great big system that we exist in it as a little small point, it starts developing us. So it starts working. Where does it start from? We don't know. Somewhere there in the system. And then the nearby systems from the entire system, they start coming closer and influencing us. The systems closer to us are called Abba and Ima, two opposite forces that in their combination they can act and shake us up, move us. But they're not exactly working on us, but on the system that precedes us, called Zeranpin. Zeranpin has a special role. It connects between us and the system called Abba and Ima. And Abba and Ima, that's everything. What's above Abba and Ima? We have no idea what that is. We don't feel it. We have no contact with it. But the way Abba and Ima work on Zeranpin, through Zeranpin, eventually this comes to us. And what happens here? Abba and Ima begin to prepare Zeranpin to work on us. This is called that they raise it, the Zeranpin, to themselves and begin to work on it. Give it forces, awaken special qualities in it so that the Zeranpin will be ready to take care of us, of the Nukva, of the Malchut, where we all are. All of us, all the souls are included in the Malchut. They are actually the Malchut. So, this is what we have here. So, what does he say? So he says, last sentence, first column, that when Zeranpin raises its achap by integrating in the zivug of Abba and Ima, it's called Ibur Bet. Before that, there's Ibur Aleph. Zeranpin itself rises to Abba Ve'ima, and then also the Galgalta and Anaim of Nukva raises, which is adhered to the Galgalta and Anaim of Zeranpin, which is called Man de Nukva. And together there, with the Man of Zeranpin in that Zivug, that comes out on the Echal of Abba and Ima in 10 Sfirot, receives it there, meaning that Abba and Ima and Malchut are together and rise together to Abba and Ima. How? By their forming light. The light works on them and starts elevating them, and they rise to Abba and Ima. They're integrated in Abba and Ima, and there they receive bestowal. This bestowal, first and foremost, works on the Zeranpin, and afterwards on the Nukva. So, he says that there are 2 degrees of bestowal that come upon them from Abba and Ima. The first is the degree of the 10 sefirot of the Manu Zeranpin. The second, the degree of the 10 sefirot of the Manu Nukva. But the Nukva is not worthy of receiving from that degree, and it is forced to receive from Zeranpin after it's born and it comes to its place. Meaning, they rose together. They have received from Abba and Ima mad, so-called mad. And now, with this mad, they go back to their place. The Zeranpin grows, reaches Gadlut, and then it secretes what it got for the Nukva, to the Nukva, and then the Nukva grows, and therefore the man of Nukva that is depicted there in the Ibur for the sake of the Nukva, and also is called Man Rishonim. It is because that Zivug in Abba and Ima was only for the sake of Zeranpin, even though that it has received for Nukva, but still couldn't use it. And therefore, it is discerned that the degree of Nukva that came out in the Eichal of Abba and Ima during the Ibur Bet of Zeranpin, which was deposited in the Zeranpin, deposited for the Nukva, because afterwards, when it descends back to its place, it bestows to it on that degree, gradually giving it what he has received for her. That entire degree that came out on its man, still in Abba and Ima, meaning that Nukva was included in Zeranpin, and it was included together with Zeranpin in Abba and Ima, and received from Abba and Ima, through Zeranpin, and the Zeranpin gives it to her bit by bit, the entire degree that he has received. The Zeranpin gradually receives it all from the Nukva. He has no problem with it, but the Nukva has to grow properly, has to grow and respond properly, and then receive, and then grow and respond properly, and so on. And this is the secret that the elder takes twice as much, that when they're there in the Zivug of Abba and Ima, they're considered brothers, as if they're equal, since they suckle off one root, because Abba and Ima for them is the Gadol. The Zeranpin is small, and she's even smaller. But because the Nukva is not ready to receive her degree, the Zeranpin takes twice as much, meaning his degree, and also meaning he receives for himself and for the Nukva. What?
It's not clear why it requires 2 months, twice a month, from Zeranpin and from Nukva. It should have been that Zeranpin passes the deficiency of Nukva that comes from below.
How can he convey Nukva's deficiency if he doesn't take the Nukva with him? What does it mean that he conveys it? The Nukva that exists in a chisaron in him, this means that he also raises her. We're only talking about chisaron.
But why twice, 2 separate mans?
Why separate?
It says that there is the man of Zeranpin and the man of Nukva.
Yes, because Zeranpin needs the man in order to give it to the Nukva, and the Nukva needs the man in order to grow. It's not the same. A mother that goes to a shop to buy something for the baby. So there's a difference between what the baby wants and what the mother wants. She goes to the shop and buys and bestows and everything in order to give it to the baby to prepare exactly what he needs and the exact so and so many grams at such and such heat and prepare it all and so on. Of course, it's a completely different man. Whereas the Zeranpin, the way it has to grow in order to pass on to the Nukva, this is, how to say, it's completely not like what the Nukva will receive eventually. Not similar. Mom eats fish, meat, drinks, eats, and gives the baby milk. What's the relation between the two? Her body needs this, the baby's body needs that, and she passes on to him what she receives from her nourishment. It's something completely different. It's a system.
No.
In light of the explanation you now gave, can you explain and be more specific about what Zon means?
Malchut includes in her all the neshamot. Zeranpin is the closest partzuf that's meant to take care of her.
Okay, so what is Zon?
I told you what Zon is. Zeranpin and Nukva.
Zeranpin and Nukva, ah, okay.
Ah, sorry, you didn't know what Zon is?
No. And I have another question. Zon that receives an answer. Who changes when we say that?
They change gradually. First Zeranpin and then Nukva.
So Zeranpin changes and then Nukva. So Zon does not exist in itself. It's always Zeranpin and Nukva.
There isn't anything else. That's their name, Zon. Zeranpin and Nukva. Zon. Short. In short, Zon. Zeranpin and Nukva. Short for Zon.
Just to make the question more precise, when we say Nukva of Zeranpin, this is Malchut of Zeranpin?
It's not the Malchut of Zeranpin, it's a separate Malchut.
It's a separate Pratsuf. So, in the state of Vak, does it mean that there is no Malchut?
Malchut is a point.
Malchut is a point. Malchut of Zeranpin is a point?
Malchut is a nekuda. That's it. Malchut of Zeranpin, not of Zeranpin, we'll scrutinize this later.
When we say that Malchut grows to complete 10 Sfirot from a point, this refers to...
The nekuda consists of 10 Sfirot. This is her pertsuf.
Rav, if you can please explain, the upper one takes care of the lower one and passes on to him all the possibilities, but only in his descent to his place he can actually express it and bestow. I don't get that really.
I have to feed my children. Regarding them, I'm considered the upper. But in order to have what to give them, I go to my place of work. I work. I get paid by my boss. I go to the grocery shop. I buy groceries. I go home. I prepare for them what they need. I don't give them the money that I got, and not even what I got at the grocery shop. But I have to prepare for them, and then to give them bit by bit. This you understand?
Yes.
That's it. That's it. There's nothing special about this. There's no mysticism or not even spirituality. It's very clear what's going on here. There is the lower, upper, and the upper of the upper, like kids, dad, and his place of work. Let's continue. And Ima Ila'a, as she raised him, she gave him the strength to raise the Malchut, and afterwards, the raising of the Malchut is elicited by the Malchut, and then only after Malchut is completed in its 10 Sfirot can it happen, and it's explained that during his Ibur Bet of the Zeranpin, so he has Ibur Aleph and Ibur Bet, meaning he annuls twice toward the upper. What is his Ibur Bet? Also, the man of the Malchut is adhered to the Malchut, and therefore he receives from Ima two levels, his own and that of the Nukva. And since Imaila'a has given to Zeranpin, she gave him the power to grow, to develop the Malchut. And afterwards, when he comes out of the Ibu and comes back to his place, both the Zeranpin and the Malchut. He comes out to her from the Zeranpin to the Nukva and raises the level of the Malchut by Zeranpin, her husband. He's called the more developed one, meaning that therefore he's called her husband. He controls her. And this is what happens here. The Zeranpin controls the Malchut. Questions? Okay, so you heard. It's still developing. Item 3. And afterwards, as long as the Malchut has not yet developed enough, that those upper tetzvirot I can't see. You read.
Item 3. And if so, it is necessary that so long as the Malchut has not yet developed, those same upper 9 Sfirot that are lacking from Nukva will be included in Zeranpin, in his 9 Sfirot, as is known, since it only contains down to Yesod, and the Nukva completes it into 10. Then they become 19 Sfirot. His 9 and her 10. And she's considered the 10th because she is the 10th with respect to him. And he is completed into 10 Sefirot with her, and she also contains 10 Sefirot.
Okay, so there is like kind of confusion here. 19 Sefirot or 10 Sefirot of his, 10 Sefirot of hers, or 11 Sefirot. Let's read.
Item 3, inner light. It is necessary that so long as the Malchut has not yet developed, that those 9 Sefirot that are lacking in Nukva will be included in Zeranpin in his 9 Sefirot. As it says in our nearby text, that Zeranpin, during his Ibur, the conception of Gadlut, also receives the level of Nukva as a deposit. And it is considered that she is included in the Nukva, in his Guf, the Guf of Zeranpin, as his Bon, which is the Masachim, the screens, over which the levels of Naramchai of Zeranpin itself were measured. That in his Ibur, Yenikam Mochin, because this is the rule that there is no lack in spirituality. Therefore, in the Parzuf remain all the states of the Masachim of Katnut of itself, even during its Gadlut. Therefore, when he measures the Mochin for the lower one, he measures it for him over the Masachim, the screens within himself, from all the degrees that he went through, from its Katnut to till the end of its Gadlut.
Meaning the Nukva determines what kind of Gadlut the Zeranpin will receive, the intensity of the Gadlut that he will receive, everything, because he does everything only for her sake. Meaning the Zivug in Abba and Ima is determined by the Nukva, even though that it comes through the Zeranpin that rise to Abba and Ima, but the Nukva determines, she by her need, her man, actually determines the man of Zeranpin and determines the Zivug between the Abba and Ima and the measure to which Zeranpin will receive later on and will give to her everything according to the deficiency of the lower. We shouldn't forget this, and also at the matter at hand.
This is as he says, it is necessary that so long as Malchut has not developed, when those upper 9 Sefirot that are lacking of the Nukva will have to be included in the Zeranpin, in the 9 Sefirot, in him, etc. Because in each and every Sefirah of the first 9 of Zeranpin, there is a single Sfirah of Nukva, which is the Sfirah of Malchut in her. That is, as it says above, that same level of Nukva that he has taken as a deposit from the upper Ima when he was in the state of Ibu, in conception, is included in the Nukva, in the Guf of Zeranpin. That is, in the Malchuyot, in the first nun of himself, which are the bond in him. Since the state of Ibur is measured to the separate Nukva over the degree of Malchut of Nefesh of itself, and the degree of Yenika is measured for her over the Malchut of the Ruach of itself, etc., until he returns to her entire degree, which she has received for her. Therefore, in each and every Sfirah of Zeranpin, there is a Sfirah of the Nukva, that is on the side of the bone of the Sefirah, which is called the Nukva within his own guf, his body. And remember that.
Meaning, we have 10 Sefirot in Zeranpin, and in each of the 10 Sefirot of Zeranpin, there are particular 10 Sefirot, like we draw the 10 Sefirot from above down, and in every Sefirah there are 10 private Sefirot, so in each of these 10 private Sefirot, the last Sefirah is the Malchut that determines what Zeranpin will demand, will receive from Abba and Ima, and how will he give it to her through these 9 Sefirot, that in all of his 10 Sefirot, there are the 9 Sefirot where exists what he has received, and later, according to the Nukvot that are in these Sefirot, he secretes to her and passes on to her and on. I'm not going to let you ask because I'm afraid that you'll confuse us. You're sure that your question is to the point? I'm telling you seriously.
Ken. No.
To ask according to what we're studying.
What is a side of bone in him? He writes that he keeps reminding that
his nukva, the nukva that's in him, his chesronot.
If I understood correctly, this is malchut within malchut?
The malchut that's in the Zeranpin, the private malchuyot that are in the 10 Sefirot of Zeranpin. Zeranpin has 10 Sefirot from above down. In each of these 10 Sefirot, there are 10 private Sefirot. The malchuyot in each of these 10 private Sefirot is called the malchut.
Of Zeranpin?
That in the Zeranpin.
So what is the malchut that enters within the...
Wait and see. It's still developing. It's still not. It still doesn't exist. It's only a Zerashimon.
But doesn't it belong to Zeranpin?
We'll see. That's why I don't want to, for you to just ask questions in order not to confuse everyone. You have this picture. That's enough. Don't be too smart.
Item 4, above. Indeed, before her first 9 Sefirot are revealed in her, they were all included in his first 9. And it follows that in each and every Sefirah from the 9 Sefirot of Zeranpin, the first 9 of Zeranpin, it includes a single Sefirah of the Nukva. But it is only a 10th part of her, which is the Sefirah of Malchut within her. And the development of Malchut does not occur at once. Rather, through many times, many occurrences, it is corrected and it develops bit by bit.
Again.
Indeed, before her first 9 are revealed in here, they were all included in his first 9. It follows that in each and every Sefirah from the first 9 of Zeranpin, there is a single Sefirah of the Nukva. However, it is only a 10th part of her, which is the Sefirah of Malchut in her. And the development of Malchut does not occur at once, rather through many occurrences that she is corrected and develops and grows bit by bit. Item 4, inner light. Through many times she is corrected and develops bit by bit, and those in general are the 7 times that were explained in part 9.
Okay, we'll go over them here too. Let's continue.
Item 5 above. Now we will explain them in general, even though there are many details. However, the essence of the diminution in her is no less than a single point that is comprised of 10, which is the last point of Malchut in her. And the purpose of her development is that she will include all of her 10 Sefirot, and she will be face to face with Zeranpin, completely equal, and so the 2 kings will use a single crown, which is what the moon has been complaining about, as we know.
Again,
item 5 above. and it has now been explained in general, even though there are many details, the purpose of the diminution of her is no less than a single point comprised of 10, which is the last point of Malchut within her. And the purpose of her development is that she will include all of her 10 Sefirot, and she will be face-to-face with Zeranpin, completely equal, so that the two kings will use a single crown, which is what the moon has complained about. Item 5, inner light. The purpose of the essence of the diminution in her is no less than a single point comprised of 10, which is the point of the last Malchut within her. Here it does not speak from the beginning of the emanation of the Malchut, because initially there was the shattering in Bia, as is known, which is the state of the seventh king of the seven kings of Mitu. And it is known that we're all broken, face and back. So in Atzilut, nothing remained of her, not even one point. Rather, this speaks in terms of the mochin that are in permanence in Malchut. Because even after the correction of Atzilut, they were not corrected in terms of their essence, but only in the kelim of the panim of the seven kings. That is, as they emerged during the katnut of Nikudim, from the nikve anaim of Sag of Ak, then they had only six kelim, Chabad, Chagat, down to the Chazeh. And the point of Siyum, which is the point of Chazeh, is considered there as the seventh king, which is the nukva of Zeranpin. In terms of the light within them, the seven kings are considered to be Chagat Nehi, and the point of Siyum underneath the Yesod is considered as the seventh king, which is the Nukva of Zeranpin. And they are considered as the Kelim of the Panim of Nikudim, because there was no flaw in them in terms of themselves, because the light of the Enaim of Sag of Ak corrected them in this completion, this perfection of Chagat Nehi, as they emerged during the Katnut. And the matter of their shattering was not because of themselves, but rather because during the Gadlut of the Nikudim, those seven kings expanded and connected with the Kelim of Bia that have already emerged below the Parsa of Atzilut over there. And those Kelim were not worthy of receiving the upper light because of Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction that expelled them outside of Atzilut. Because of that, they are called Kelim of Acho, of the posterior. Therefore, they broke and died, and they also caused the shattering of the kelim of the panim, of the face, who are the kelim of Chabad Chagat down to the Chazeh. Therefore, after those kelim of the panim were sorted once out of the shattering, no diminution applies to them anymore, because the entire shattering in them was because of their connection with the kelim of the Achoraim of Bia, and not because of themselves. Therefore, after the Parsa was corrected in the world of correction in such a manner that those Kelim of Panim will no longer be able to connect with the Kelim of the Achoraim of Bia, it has become impossible that they will have any diminution in them. Indeed, everything that was sorted out from Bia, which is a bit greater than this extent, which is Chabad Chagat of Kelim down to the Chazeh, and Chagat Nehi of the lights up to the point below the Yesod, is considered as additions, and they have no permanence in Atzilut. Rather, they are in the state of going up and down according to the deeds of the lower ones, and we have already elaborated about that in the previous parts.
Meaning, that which happened in the world of Nikudim and Katnut in the permanent state, this we can also correct permanently, and it remains, whereas the entire state of the Gadlut that caused the Shvira in the world of Nikudim in Atzilut, it ascends and descends. Questions?
Lonora. Lonora.
Nah, that's okay.
Ma
But what does it mean going up and down? What kind of correction is that?
That the katnut is katnut and the gadlut, however much man I can, I raise to the broken achab, I get the correction, afterwards it disappears, then I raise again man, a different one, it's corrected, disappears again, and this way I all the time correct in so-called ole ve'yored, in a sense and descends, the kelim of achab, whereas the kelim of katnut, they can permanently be in vak. Because even though that they were broken, but they broke due to their connection to the Achab.
In the end, all of the Kelim of Gadlut, of Olam HaNikudim, are corrected, right?
Sure.
All of them, without any exception, including the...
No, the Leva Even too is corrected at the end of correction eventually. Only it's not we who correct it, we correct everything besides Leva Even. We correct Leva Even by not using it, and then there is a zivug made on it too. Right. Yeah.
How to depict or make Malchut tangible?
The desire to receive, which is integrated in a system called Zeranpin, it is corrected, this desire is corrected by the system called Zeranpin. That it is integrated in the Zeranpin, passes the Chisaron onto it. The Zeranpin, according to this Chisaron, receives from a higher system called Abba and Ima, and passes what he receives in this processed fashion onto the Malchut being the tenth part in him, supplements him. And by that she grows until the entire system becomes whole and complete. It becomes the nukva that's suited for the gadlut of Zeranpin, so much so that the Zeranpin and nukva become great, that receive from Abba and Ima, that eventually they become as Abba and Ima, like Chochma and Bina. And then what happens to them? Dvekut in keto. This is the end of the process of correction. Yeah.
So when I hear Malchut, I should depict the will to receive. Let's begin with that.
Yeah, the will to receive, but that performs different actions in order to complete the Zeranpin, supplement her. Zeranpin, regarding the Malchut, is the upper. He is called, regarding her, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There are many discernments here. Ima is called Bore, Elohim, and so on. Abba, it's considered Havaya. We'll talk about these things. These are all discernments that the Zeranpin, that the Nukva feels this way. Item 3, Ot Gimel.
We're still in the same inner light. Item 5, second column. This is, as it says, the essence of the diminution in here is no less than a single point comprised of 10, which is the point of the last Malchut within her. That is, as we have explained, the seventh king of Nikudim of Katnut, which is the point of Chazeh of Kelim, and the point of Yesod in the lights, is the state of the Kli of the Panim. And her entire shattering was because of her connection with the Kelim of Achoraim in Bia. Therefore, after it was sorted once and corrected in Atzilut, no diminution shall occur in her again as it was in Chagat Nehi of Zeranpin.
Meaning, if you correct the katnut, you correct it. There are no ascents or descents there or nothing else. Katnut is katnut.
And this point, in terms of the kelim of Zeranpin, is attached to the chazeh in him, because they were attached in such a way to the seven in the seven melachim, kings of Katnut of Nikudim, as Chabad Chagat of the kelim. However, in terms of the lights, there is only Ruach Nefesh there. Because lacking the Nehi of the Kelim, the Ga of the Orot are lacking. And Ruach Nefesh is considered as Chagat Nehi, as is known. And Nukva, in that state, is as a point beneath the Yesod, attached to the Yesod of Zeran Pin of Atzilut. And this point, in terms of the Kelim, is also called Keter. Her first nine are in Bia. In terms of the lights, she is considered as Malchut, that is, as Nefesh. Because lacking the first nine of the Kelim means that the first nine of the lights are lacking.
Well, there's nothing special or new here. It's just, had called this either Keter of Kelim or Malchut of Orot, but that's all there is. So, ask. Where is he, our friend? What's up?
I forgot, Rav.
You forgot, I felt. Good, okay, no problem, next time. Try in a few minutes, okay. Only according to the text.
I remembered.
You remember, okay.
How our efforts to connect between us here cause the zivug of Zon, but causes the zivug of Abba and Ima.
Directly. Our efforts to connect, it means that we want to revive Malchut from its shattering to correction, and therefore it is immediately felt in Zeranpin that begins to elevate this Chisaron to Abba and Ima, and Abba and Ima immediately start forming the Zeranpin and bringing it back to its degree for it to form us. By this, we immediately activate the system if we want to unite in order to cause a zivug, a correction. Yeah.
Rav, if you answered me that this is a sign that we are all there?
No.
No. Thank you very much.
We're in it, but we need to. There's the matter of. Sure, we exist in this entire system as he explains it, but also are all other created beings. The question is, do we reach the recognition of the state itself, and are we in control of it, that we want to improve and try and to make changes? This is the main thing. You want for us to move on to something else, or that we'll continue with this? Who's in favor of continuing? Who's in favor of moving on to the Zohar, I suppose? Who wanted there? What?
There is this concept of Yesod of Zeranpin. What is that? Yesod of Zeranpin.
Yesod of Zeranpin is that point where Zeranpin touches the Nukva. The Nukva is adhered to the Yesod of Zeranpin. No, it's not that important.
Okay. And Malchut does not have 10 Sefirot of herself. She's always...
She has 10 Sefirot, but we're talking about... the discernments in the Malchut that are active. There's no such thing as it doesn't exist, and now it does. The Rishimot, they always exist. The question is, does it become something real from the Rishimot, that later it becomes an Ubar, and then Yenika, and then Gadlut, This is the question, but that it exists, it always does. Anything that you can point at in reality, even the corporeal one, it has a spiritual root. It exists. Only the question is the measure to which we can awaken the root.
And Malchut, any awakening that it has, any action that it does, is always through Zeranpin?
Yeah. Sorry?
It is always through Zeranpin?
Yeah, the ladder of degrees doesn't change. The Malchut itself is incapable of activating anything besides the Zeranpin, and also she doesn't feel anything besides the Zeranpin. But everything depends on the awakening of the Malchut, and we are its parts, her parts, that can awaken the entire ladder, the entire system.
Beseder? No.
We can say that within Zeranpin there are all the future states of Malchut, or?
No. And potential, yes. But not all the states. Everything he has to receive from Abba and Imam. You can put it this way. Do all the future reshimut that he has to later on pass to the Malchut exist already in Abba and Ima, and from the Zeranpin only to receive, and from the Abba and Ima he only receives the force, the power. Oh, we have to see, we have to examine. There are many such changes that I prefer not to answer this now. We'll scrutinize this. It's a very special question, interesting. It's not simple. In the general system, there are such things that we don't know about, we don't understand, and I'll tell you the reason for which I don't really want to, for which I'm abstaining answering, because there are many actions where both the Zeranpin enters as of the broken state, the corrupted as if state, in order to ruin, to corrupt the Malchut and take it through different states. You can't say that the Reshimut, in their correct right form, come out of Zeranpin and he passes it on to Malchut, and he only receives the force from Abba and Ima, and everything else exists in him. No. Things are much more complicated. So, it doesn't really matter right now. No.
Who now are the Abba and Ima that are managing the correction when they are the ones who caused the shattering?
They did not cause the shattering themselves. The shattering was caused by the Reshimo of Dalet Gimel that they have received, that they took from Neideach, that Abba and Ima activated it. It's because they had no knowledge that they're lacking the force to receive it in order to bestow.
Yes, but now, what has been changed or renewed in them now that they're actually managing the correction?
Good question. The new thing is the system of Atzilut, that from beneath the Parsa in the worlds of Bia, you can't make corrections, but only when you raise them to Atzilut, and in Atzilut you receive the light of Chokhmah from beneath up. Only in Achap of Aliyah. The Achap de Aliyah, it means that your Kelim of Achap are included in the Kelim of Ashpa, and they are the true Achap. And there is no real Achab there.
And this correction, when did it occur in them?
The correction happened after the shattering of the Kelim. When the system of Atzilut is starting to be built.
And who built it? Who caused this correction of the ascent?
The Reshimot from the Shvira and the world of Nikudim were the Keter of Abba and Ima remains there in Katnut, and Zon broke, and the Sag to which rises all this comes from the worlds of Abia, in which the correction is rooted, and you can't build anything else out of it. Meaning that, okay, this is something that we have to learn, but there's also seeing the matter of seeing the corrected system here. After the Shvira, precisely because of the Shvira, finally were revealed the Kelim that were hidden, and now it is possible to take them into account and to see then, okay, so what, we have to correct these Kelim, the Leva Even, impossible. What do? To differentiate, to push away, and to correct everything besides that, and then accordingly, the world of Atzilut was created. The world of Atzilut was built in the Kelim that are besides the real Achap. And besides that, the system of the worlds of Bia, that from them you can receive only Kelim that can ascend and integrate in the Galgal Ten Denaim, which is the world of Atzilut.
And now, Abba and Ima following this process in Atzilut, they are different from Abba and Ima that were before the shattering?
Yes, they're incapable of giving all of the light that fits, or that is suitable for the Leva'ev and for the real Achab that's in its place, as it is in its place, they can't. Because the Ari Chanpin is limited. That there you have Keter and Chochmah, and the Bina went outside of the Rosh of Ari Chanpin, controlling all things, and all the corrections are done by the Bina to the extent to which it returns to be Chochmah. Meaning it's always by the Achap of Ascent that it came out of the Rosh of Ari Chanpin, has to go back there to receive the Chochmah, and as much as it can bestow downwards, and this way it takes care of the Zon. This is already decided.
This is Ima, that discernment, or?
No, this is Ima Ila, and there is another mother, which is Abba and Ima, that is in the Chochmah and Bina of Atzilut, and there is another Abba and Ima that are called Israel Saba and Tvuna.
Who are below them.
Yeah, as the Zat of Bina. Oh, we'll learn all these things, but I don't want to get into it because it confuses. It's all much more simple. The entire problem is that we needn't try and swallow everything. The system itself isn't complicated. The rules, they're very simple. He only repeats it 1,000 times. It's not a problem. The problem is that we don't feel it. This is the problem.
Ken.
Yeah.
We talked before about the 10 Malchuyot of Zeranpin that connect with the 9 Sefirot of Malchut, the upper 9 Sefirot.
The 10 Malchuts in the Zeranpin, in its private Sefirot, in his private Sefirot, connect with the Sefirot of the Zeranpin, and comprise the chisaron of the malchut that's included in the Zeranpin, and the malchut here is called Nekuda. All of these 10 malchuyot in the Zeranpin are called 10 nekudot, that are all in all one nekuda of malchut. The Zeranpin receives these chisaronot, these deficiencies, and awakens in the Mechisaron along with the Abba and Ima. What he receives from the Abba and Ima is only for the sake of the Malchut.
So in those first 9, later on it influences Malchut itself?
Yes.
Okay. But later on we say that Malchut is attached to the Esod of Zeranpin.
All of these private malchuyot that exist in the malchuyot of Zeranpin are adhered in the yesodot of these 9 sefirot of Zeranpin. the Sfira closest to the Malchut is Yesod.
What does that mean?
That there is the point of contact between Malchut and Zeranpin. The place of in which Zeranpin bestows to the Malchut is called Yesod.
And Malchut itself, doesn't she receive from it?
She receives from the Yesod of Zeranpin, from the 9 Yesodot of Zeranpin, from the 10 Yesodot of Zeranpin, receive the 10 Nekudot of Malchut. We read that the entire abundance that has to reach the Malchut, all the mud that has to reach the Malchut is in the Zeranpin, and he gives it bit by bit.
Yes.
The question is, in terms of what does the Malchut have to do in order to every time receive?
I don't know. It doesn't say here. Sit down. I'm going to teach you guys how to study Tas. What it's written, you can ask about that. That's it. If you're trying to be more clever, you won't get the possibility to ask. Only about what it says. You have to think about the others and not confuse them. If we didn't study about that, we shouldn't talk about it. Anyone else? That's it. Well, let's continue.
And all of these names that change places, you'll find them in the words of the Rav, meaning as it's a, whether we're talking about the Kelim or the lights, and here we're talking about the lights. And therefore he calls the Nekuda by the name of the Nekuda that's beneath the Yesod.
Underneath the Yesod.
The Nekuda that's beneath the Yesod. And he calls it by the name of Malchut, namely Nefesh, as she is in terms of lights. And remember this, and you shall not be confused in their exchange.
Well, we will get confused, but we'll get used to it.
And the tachlit of her gidul, development, is that all of her 10 sfirot, for her to be equal with Zeranpin, panim bepanim, in all her 10 sfirot, and they will use the 2 chim in 1 keter, and this is very deep, and without this you can't really understand all the matters that are in the mochin and the way they switch places and in Shabbatot and Moadim and so on, and therefore it's necessary to at least understand the way they're connected and what's necessary regarding this matter. And the root of these things is, in the words of Chazal in Masechet Chulin, as it says, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazirami wrote, and Elohim made the great 2 illuminations. It explains the great illumination and the small illumination.
The 2 great lights that seemingly were equal. Then we have the great light and the smaller light, so they're not equal anymore. So,
the moon said before the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is it possible that 2 melachim shall use 1 keter? He told her, go and diminish yourself. And where she said that is it possible for 2 melachim to use 1 keter is called Kitrug HaYareach. And as the sages explain, there seemingly the claim was that it is impossible for 2 melachim to use 1 keter, but that she wanted a special keter for herself in order for her to be independent of the moon, which is the, of the sun, which is the Zeranpin. And the Rav said that this is the essence of the correction in which the 2 melachim use 1 keter. And if so, why did she slander if they're already doing this?
Well, we don't quite understand what the problem is. What is the complaint here and the slandering or complaining? That 2 kings, 2 melachim, that is Malchut of Zeranpin, melachim comes from the word Malchut and Zeranpin. Why can't they be equal? Why can't they be similar? each one maybe with his own quality. Why does it one have to be greater and the other one has to be lesser? It's a question, right? Is it clear or not? Niv, who in your family is greater? Your wife? Well, this is what the moon was complaining about. How come she's not more than Zeranpin? So what will you tell her? Go and diminish yourself, right? So there's a question here, a very profound, big question about the essence of creation. If Malchut raises Zeranpin and she surrounds Zeranpin or turns Zeranpin, so that Zeranpin has to bring her whatever she needs in order for her to correct creation, who is more important, Zeranpin or Malchut? According to the deficiency, it's Malchut. According to the execution, it is Zeranpin. So here we learn about how they will reach the right collaboration between them. And this pertains to the entire system of creation, the still vegetative, animate, and speaking on all of the different levels, in short. So it's really interesting. Why? Because by that we learn how to complete creation in each and every state. Next.
And we can see that the claim wasn't regarding one ketel, but why did first they say talk about the two great illuminations, which meant that they're both equal in one ketel, and afterwards it says the great light and the small light, that one is greater than the other, and they're no longer equal in one ketel. And the explanation for this was that the moon kitrega, and it is possible for two melachim to use one ketel, and we can't say that she wanted for her ketel to be greater than his, because accordingly, it wouldn't have been called Kitrug Yareach, that it's not a Kitrug if she wanted to be greater than he is, because the Kitrug means that she diminished the moon and insulted it. And it means that she wanted to be greater than it.
In spirituality, it's not relevant. We're not in the state of in order to receive, like in corporeality.
Furthermore, what did she complain about when she said Ribono Shel Olam? Because I said something which is indecent, I shall diminish myself. And if her complaint was that her ketel shall be greater than his, what kind of a decent thing is there here? And it is even hard to explain what all the fuss is about, because she wanted a ketel that's greater than his, and therefore she shall diminish herself that much and will completely deplete herself of any light, so much so that what the Chama, the sun, gives to her. And these are complicated matters.
Why are these things not simple? If I want to bestow, I can cry out to the whole world, I want to be the greatest. Is that clear or not? Because I want to bestow, to give to everyone, to spread around, to contribute, donate. So why shouldn't I be the greatest? I can be, right? So the problem about the complaint of the moon is it's not so clear to us, not its solution, but the complaint itself. Yes?
And in order to understand these matters, And in order to understand these matters, we have to understand the matter of the Zeranpin in the Nukveh, in the original form, and also the matter of the taking of the tzela.
No. Up to here. It's not worthwhile. No. I'm afraid of